You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's how it works. You call us up. I'm opening the lines right now. Full lines.
There you go.
I don't ask a lot. Today I want full lines.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We're in the mood to chat today.
We want to meet some new people. Come on.
And we chat with each other all morning, so we like to bring you in. And think of it like a happy hour of all of us sitting around a table.
It's a little meet and greet. You can put your little name tag there on your shirt. Hello, my name is.
Here's the number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You should lock that number into your phone anyway. Program that in so you can always reach us, 303-691-1649. Here's how the game works. We give you a category, and then you have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category. You can do that. Hannah did it yesterday. Hannah the nurse. She won with 5 things that you can get your fingerprints on.
Yeah, anything. That was easy.
So let's get players today. 303-691-1649. Don't wait for somebody else. We want you to call. And if you win, you walk away with a prize. What do you got today?
This is going to be a fun little weekend for somebody. A 4-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 24th Annual Colorado Nationals. That's going on September 9th through the 11th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day at the Ranch Events Complex in Loveland. Ranch Events Complex in Loveland. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got it. I got it right that time. We looked this up yesterday. It looks like a lot of fun. It's a giant car show and flea market and burnout competition and car races. Can I call in and win today? I want to go to that.
Plus, it's fun just to go up to Loveland.
Yeah, come on now.
All right, let's get some players. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Who was the first person to get through today? Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey.
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 What are you doing today?
Taking a walk with a friend. I don't work today. Yay.
Oh, that's nice.
Hmm.
Why aren't you working today?
I'm a PRN, so I don't work all days, just the days I get shifts for.
Oh, okay. That's good.
You know, we are number one in nurses. That's just all there is to it.
It's crazy how many nurses call.
Number one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an x-ray tech, so I'm not actually a nurse. They do a lot of stuff I don't have to do.
Oh. Is it true that when you take an x-ray of somebody and you see what's wrong, you can't tell the patient what's wrong?
Yeah,
that's stupid. That's really dumb.
I hate that. You don't want all x-ray techs, because there's some people that have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And other people, like, I just started.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want me telling you what
you're
I think.
Well, looks like they're going to have to take the leg off.
Yeah, I'm like, oh boy.
I see the liability issue with that, but I mean, just maybe hints. Like when I had to get my ankle x-rayed a few years ago, and I just want to hint.
I'm
like, is it broke? I mean, yes. Do you think it's broke? I want something.
They can't. Yeah. There is too many liability issues with that.
Bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I have to ask you though, Michelle, do you enjoy what you do?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I bet.
Okay. Because the first producer I had on this radio show, my producer was a young woman named Leanne. She just went by L.A. And she was the producer for several years. And when she left, she went to become an x-ray tech. And she told me that she absolutely loved that job. She was like her favorite job ever.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a great job.
How long you got to go to school for that? Just like a year or so?
My program was 2 years.
2 years, all right.
Do you get to x-ray like people's stomachs and stuff to see what like kids have swallowed? What's the weirdest thing that you've come across so far? Anything?
Not that somebody swallowed. It went a different direction.
Yeah.
She's got those.
A golf ball?
Golf ball. Well,
that was a bad day on the course, huh?
That's quite a divot.
Or it could have been a good day on the course. I don't know. Yeah. I've never had a golf ball there. Well, good for you. Were you allowed to tell the patient that you found it?
I just let him see the image.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Could you read the word Titleist on there? I mean, probably not.
No.
Let's play Rattle Off, Michelle, okay?
All righty.
10 seconds. And by the way, For everybody who's holding right now, please do not hurt our feelings. If we get a winner with Michelle, don't hang up. Stay on the line because we still want to say hi.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Michelle, you'd stay on the line, right? If somebody ahead of you won, you'd still just hang out and chat, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's see how you do. 10 seconds. We want 5 different places where you generally find a flag, as in flying a flag. 5 places where you see a flag. Ready and go.
University, embassy, Capitol building, museums, airports, schools.
I got no problem with any of those.
No, no.
Courthouses, right? Okay. Courthouses, post offices.
You got it.
You're a winner! Wow, first call today.
Yay!
Well done.
Champ. Well, we got some plans for you to head up to Loveland and have a good time. If you will, please stand by. Josh will come back. He'll tell you all about it, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, excited. We enjoyed talking to you.
Nice meeting you. Have a good day.
Nice talking to you guys. Thank you.
All right.
See ya.
Hold on. Very sweet. Thank you.
So far.
Everyone has stayed on the line.
All right.
Let's see if they continue to do so. Patrick, thank you for not hanging up.
No problem. How are you guys doing?
Really good, man.
It's been a good morning.
It's been a good day.
Good calls from people. Great text messages from people. What are you doing today?
Oh, just busy working. We're actually heading into downtown Denver. I work with an AV company, and we got to go put in some speakers and amps and stuff like that.
That sounds fun. That's a lot of fun. I was really into all that stuff growing up in high school. I had that annoying car that was behind you bumping the subs. Yeah,
I did all that stuff, too, you know, rewiring all your speakers.
Everything. To this day, I'm still...
alternators.
I am so surprised that my car didn't catch on fire with the amount of rewiring I did in that vehicle. Yeah, that's what we did.
Wires and capacitors.
Yep, and now you're doing it for a living, man. That's super cool.
Yeah, more high-end, though. We do it in homes. We're not really car audio stuff. It's more businesses and people's houses.
Yeah, we just had a guy on the other day that did that. Dom did it in his house.
I had it in my house. I swore by it.
His house was bumping. It was the party house. He put lasers in.
The guy that called in last week is Logan, and he's sitting in the car next to me. I was the one next to him.
Oh, look at that. You're tag-teaming us.
Well, that takes care of you two guys. I guess we'll talk to you again in like 3 months or
so. Yeah. If I recall, we said your partner was doing pot weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the stoner. A legend.
He's a legend now.
Oh,
the speaker stoner. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Patrick, you're a champ. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling our show.
No problem. Thank you. I'll give it another try.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Well, you know, we'll be around. I'm sure we'll be around. Here's Yvonne, who has been patiently holding. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
So what's on your agenda for today?
I do have a doctor's appointment this afternoon, but other than that, just do a lot of nothing.
Just going to lay around.
Don't
ask her.
Probably what are you talking about?
Don't ask her.
What are you talking about?
Don't do it. He always does this.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
All right, ask her then. Make it weird.
It doesn't make it weird.
Like a bad thing, it makes it weird.
It's not a bad
Maybe
thing.
Maybe she's going in with a golf ball issue. You don't know.
Nope, no golf ball issue.
No golf ball issue. Okay.
See, everything's fine. What's your doctor's appointment for?
It's a pelvic exam.
See?
What's wrong with you, Jeremy? It's a pelvic exam.
Embarrassing. That's awkward for her.
It's not embarrassing for me.
She just announced to the entire state that she's going in for a pelvic exam.
That's
she doesn't care.
Oh, Yvonne.
No, I don't.
See? Because Yvonne and I are adults. We can talk about it.
It's making
stuff.
Me uncomfortable. Now all I'm doing is thinking about your pelvis.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, she's well, at 2 o'clock, you know where I'll be.
She's got a great pelvis.
No, Dom, now you're making it extra weird. Okay.
When's the last time you had that pelvic exam?
Oh, probably when I had my kids 40 years ago.
Oh, so you're due for a checkup.
Yeah. Get that checked out.
You been doing too much dancing or something? Salsa dancing? Did you throw your pelvis out?
Yep.
Yep.
Do you like to dance?
I do. I'm not a good dancer, but I like to move.
You got moves.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I hope everything goes well with your exam.
Well, it'll go great.
It's going to be fun.
It'll go good.
Good.
Yeah. It'll go good.
Glad you're doing that.
Sure.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, and thank you for staying on the line.
Of course. You have a great day, guys.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See, everything's fine.
I'm uncomfortable.
Big worry wart. Hello, Steven. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Do you remember me? I called a couple months ago.
Nope.
How could we forget you?
How could you forget me? I was the guy that was there dog sitting.
And you are the investment guy that sold his company
Correct.
Or something.
Correct.
And we couldn't, That's you wouldn't one. Tell us how much you sold the company for.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to talk to you anymore. You wouldn't answer our questions.
I know, but here's where I'm going. I wanted to tell you that I got another gig. I'm going to London to watch another dog.
No, you're not. Are you seriously?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I made it back. So I stayed there, ended up staying there for a couple of months. It was a lot of fun. And then I ended up coming back, and I worked at a, I worked as a baker for a little while in a like a steakhouse. And then it drove me nuts because the question you asked me, it dawned on me later. I knew like 100 bands from the 90s, and I felt so bad. I kind of let everybody down that I didn't rattle off all the
cool No,
no
the only reason
fine.
You let anybody down, Steven, is that you wouldn't tell us how much you sold your company for, and I think that's crap.
That was really rude.
Yeah. Just tell
really?
Us. Just
that,
tell
what,
us.
How good would it know that?
You were in like technology or IT or something.
Whatever.
Correct.
How
yes.
much did
Correct.
You sell your company for?
I'm trying to recap everybody.
You
Just
guys
say
are trying
it.
To catch this up. Why do you want to know this so bad?
Because we're so damn nosy and we're so damn jealous.
Because we're making conversation. It's probably
and
got printed.
You,
it probably got
it
printed in store.
7 digits, but not 8. How's that?
7 figures, but not 8.
But not 8.
And you're just.
That fair?
You're just.
So it was less than 10 million.
Yeah, it was less than 10 million.
All right, so it could have been $9 million.
Well, that doesn't help me very much. It could have been, you know, 1.05 million or 9.95 million. That's a big discrepancy.
Correct. Anything in that range.
It's got to be higher because he's just like jet setting now. He's just flying around the world, crashing on friends' couches.
I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
He might have already banked. He already might have already banked like $1.5 million, $2 million.
Well, it's funny you say that because when it comes to a service business, it's really not what you sell it for. It's what you kept along the way. And I've done it for 25 years, and I had the privilege of being part of technology for the last 25 years. So
let me ask you a different question. Since you won't tell us that, tell me this.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What's your net worth?
over 7 digits. Is that enough? It's fine. Look, I'm doing fine.
He's doing fine. He's baking bread at a
Lone
Star Steakhouse.
Why did you go bake at a steakhouse?
I went, so I made desserts. It was super fun. I loved it.
Anyone can just walk in to a steakhouse and go back.
Say, listen, I want to make some cheesecake.
Kind of like that, but it wasn't quite like that. First is the city isn't terribly big, but you know people, and so I know the owners, and I was there. I did all their IT for so long. I would go in, and I went in there one day, and they called me in to help on something just because I know their stuff, and we're talking.
Okay.
I said, I'd really like to help on the bake line. And they said, okay. So I geared up. I put on a hat. I got my
No way.
On, and I made cheesecakes. I made key lime pies. I made pecan pies. I made everything. It was great.
Dude, you are living the life, man. Just out of nowhere, he's like, I want to make desserts for fun.
Well, I want to go back again.
Right.
So you said this was in a smaller town. What town was it?
Well, I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay. Well, Shreveport's not tiny.
It's a city. Yeah, it's a city. Yeah. But it's just like everybody, I kind of know a lot of people because I've worked here, and ran this company. So I know I know all the restaurants in town from helping them with
So you could hop around to every restaurant and help them out.
I could do it. I'm not kidding. It would be so much fun. I guess you guys already got a winner for your rattle off.
We did, but we told you to stick around. It was nice
I'm
to talk
up
to you
here.
Again, though.
The population of Shreveport is about 190,000.
What was the name of your company that you sold?
The name of my company, I sold it. It was called PCNet Solutions, and I sold it to a company called Hi-Tech.
Hold on a second.
PCNet Solutions. LTD. Now that's
in Shreveport.
You guys are like investigative.
Yeah, we're on. I'm on Google. I'm gonna find out how much you are worth.
You can Google if you want. I mean, you'll find my name in there. I imagine. I might. I don't know.
Are you in Shreveport like at the moment?
I am right now. I just got back from Denver.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking our show with us wherever you go. That means a lot to us.
But I was just curious how you guys were, and so I figured I'd just call and check in on y'all.
I really enjoy talking to you. So
we're going to need you to check back in October or November, and so we can get like a quarterly update of where you've been and what you've done with your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do that?
If you've blown it all, if you've made some bad decisions and...
No, I haven't. So I'm doing a lot of. So when I was in my 20s, I was on the Pacific Stock Exchange. I went out to San Francisco, and I learned from these market makers on how to trade options. And so I've been doing a lot of that lately. It's been fun.
Sure.
I'm not doing anything speculative. Don't think I'm risking
all right.
It all.
You're getting too nerdy now. You're getting too nerdy.
Yeah.
Now.
I'm doing all my fun stuff.
How about mid-November, like about 10 days before Thanksgiving? Put a note in your calendar to call us back. And we're going to get the fall update from Stinkin' Rich Steven.
Stinkin' Rich Steven. And I will have just gotten back from London. And just to add to the flavor of the conversation,
you asked
me what kind of car do I drive, and I didn't answer it because I didn't want to. But I drive the 2020 911. It's a beautiful car. I love it. It's
a 911.
It drives the 911.
Since I was a kid, I've always wanted one. And when I turned 50, I bought one. I said,
"How much was that? How much was that car?"
About, I think this one was $122,000. Was the sticker?
Did you pay cash?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, of course he did.
He's like, you know, what's that like walking in and just?
Y'all gonna make me look bad.
No, I just want to know what that's like to walk into a Porsche dealership and write a check for $120,000.
American dream, man.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. I like the car. It's so much fun.
That's got to be like the ultimate flex for you, right? Like, I mean, you had to feel like pretty bad arse to walk in and write a check for that car and just be like,
check. He brought a briefcase and he just stacked the bundles of hundreds up.
I mean, that's got to make you feel pretty awesome.
Just stacks of C notes just there on the counter.
God, man.
I just don't have as much debt as most people, but I'm pretty much the same otherwise.
Oh yeah,
right. Sure,
like I just
jetted
off to London and I'm making cream puffs at the steakhouse in Shreveport.
I got my sticky cheesecake fingers all over my Porsche.
I'm like everyone else.
See, you're making me look like a villain.
No,
like I said, we're just jealous.
Steven.
It's so much fun.
We kid because we love.
Dude, I think you're awesome. You're an inspiration, man.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that there is an old joke about what's the difference between a porcupine and a Porsche.
Yeah. Or a cactus and a Porsche, yeah.
But porcupine and Porsche work, you know, with the like alliteration or whatever.
Right.
Do you know that one, Steven?
No, I don't. I'd like to.
I have to put you on hold to tell you off the air the punchline. So.
Oh, it's a funny one, huh? I know lots of funny jokes. I got great jokes.
Do you? Any you can tell on the show?
Probably, yeah. I mean, some of them are. I could probably tell a couple of them.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. When you call us back in November, we're gonna get the Stinkin' Rich Steven update, and you tell us a joke, and we have that each quarter. So every 90 days, you got to call us.
That's a deal. When I get back from London, I'll call you. Well, it'll be my birthday.
You keep dropping London. We know you're going to London.
We know.
You don't have to rub it
over on your private jet. That's fine. Put it in your calendar right now so you don't forget.
I know. It's got to be a Wednesday morning, right?
Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you right now. November 16th.
Perfect.
Okay? Put it in your calendar.
I'll call you
9 o'clock Mountain Time.
All right.
9 o'clock.
All right, Cowboy.
It was a treat talking to you, Steven. Honestly,
we enjoyed it, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, take it easy. Thanks.
All right, you too. Bye,
right, buddy. Thank you very much.
I like him.
I think our listeners will want a quarterly update from Stinkin' Rich Steven.
Absolutely.